Lecture topic, deprivation of disrespect.
The statement of the Mashayikh discussing is that there hasn't been anything that has been noticed to bring the good to the extent that adab has brought good. To the extent that adab has become a means of drawing down the goodness for somebody, nothing else has compared to it. Other things also become a means to it, but this is at the top of the list. And likewise, on the opposite end, nothing has been noticed as bringing that amount of deprivation for a person, that he gets deprived completely to the extent that bi'adbi, disrespect, the extent that disrespect brings deprivation. That the person gets deprived of ilm, deprived of even deen. This is very clearly understood from the ayat of the Quran Sharif, where the respect of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was highlighted, that لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ. That don't ever fall into this matter of disrespect for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you raise your voice above his voice, or you just call out to him like you call out to some other person. The end result of this will be, it will deprive you of the benefit of all your amal. Everything will get destroyed. This is the effect of disrespect, that it results in complete deprivation. It may not seem to happen immediately, because dunya is not a place where everything happens on the turn. That is the test of dunya. The good also doesn't just come instantly, and neither does the harm of the wrong come instantly. So the adab that is necessary is for all times, and this is what brings this goodness. Adab is primarily in the heart. And to the extent that adab is in the heart, that will bring the goodness. Now the adab in the heart, that will be then whether it is in the presence of the ustad, or presence of the seniors, or in their absence. Because adab is in the heart, and the adab that's in the heart is to be there all the time. One woman had some, whatever, she was suffering from some illness due to which there used to be an odor emanating from her body in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Now she used to come, she was in Makkah Mukarramah, she was living there, she should come regularly to make tawaf. But now when she come to make tawaf, it used to cause a lot of difficulty to others making tawaf at that time, because of her. Now this was an illness, she was not something that she could control, she couldn't manage doing anything about it, because it was some problem, that some illness. So in any case, Umar radiallahu anhu got to know about this, so he told her, please you don't come, because obviously, while your personal ibadat is a great thing, but giving taklif to others and causing harm to others, now one is a nafil ibadat, and causing harm to others, that's a very severe thing. So this is the priority, that you don't come to make tawaf, so that you don't cause taklif to others. Now this is beyond you, you can't do anything about it. So now that's the importance of avoiding giving any taklif to anybody. So she immediately complied, and she then refrained. Time passed, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. When he passed away, somebody came and said to her that, well, Amirul Mu'mineen is no more around. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he's passed away now. He forbade you, but he's not around anymore. So, in other words, you were refraining from coming for tawaf. It was out of fear for Umar radiallahu anhu, that if he gets to know about it, that you still came, he might punish you. Maybe that was the reason you stayed away. So she replied and said that Umar is not that kind of personality that you obey him in his presence and you disobey him in his absence. Whether he's living or he's passed away, he gave an instruction, I will comply with it. It wasn't because of fear, it was because of obedience. That he is the senior, he is the head, and he's given a valid instruction. That valid instruction is still valid. Now that stem, that answer stemmed from adab. That adab was not confined to just being in front and behind the back, it's a different matter. That adab was for all time, because it came from the heart. It wasn't the pretense of adab. But now people who have that level of adab, who understand the reality of adab, they then benefit in a way that it's not possible to benefit just directly from books in that manner, or from effort. Effort is necessary. Whatever other things that a person has to do to acquire ilm, it's all necessary. But that itself doesn't bring it. Without these ingredients, it's like that car, everything is in its place, but there's no fuel in it, where it's going to go? Or any other necessary component is missing, there's no wheels in that car, how far is it going to travel? So the important thing is that while we make an effort for ilm, while we're trying to become hafiz of the Quran Sharif, we're trying to acquire knowledge of deen, but we cannot ever afford to neglect these necessary aspects. And at the top of it is adab. Allah Ta'ala give us that.